Blog Talk Radio.
Every word's less affection.
is the best expanse of a time where silence ruled the outer space. Ominously towering still, the symbol of a spirit war between the one chain, Lucifer, and the morning star, the ultimate of good. Enveloped by a you The devils roared in victory. The thief shocked and perplexed, and the wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed. And they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head. His tears announced Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim.
Christmas time. Thank you. Well, tonight is going to be the call-in night for people to call in. But first, before I do this, I'm going to give a public apology. For some reason, some of my fans believe that I was discriminating against them. However, I do not discriminate against anybody, but this show is a godly show, so it has to be censored, okay? I can't just let people just willy-nilly say whatever they want to say, okay? It's not the Tony Gaga show. It's not Joe Gibson's show, okay? It is God's Rainbow Ministries show, okay? So, like I said, I apologize to those, okay, who think that I was discriminating against them. I wasn't, okay? I sincerely, okay, hope that you understand that censorship is needed on this program because I can't just let you say whatever you want to say, okay, because, okay, there would be curse words, it would be this, it would be that, okay, and it just can't be, okay? It has to be a godly format. So with that being said, okay, I love all my fans. I love everyone out there, okay? So you're welcome to call in tonight. I do call in once a week, okay? So tonight is the call-in night, the beginning of the week. Last week I did it on Wednesday, okay? Now I'm doing it, okay, on Tuesday, okay? Next week it may be Thursday. Who knows? Whatever day I pick, okay? So, but tonight is going to be call-in night for those who want to call in and speak godly, okay? All you have to do is press the one key. But before you start pushing the one keys and whatever else, I'm going to do the first message of tonight, and then we'll take comments, okay? I'm going to start this out with a prayer, okay? Lord God, you are our Father, and we human beings know that our innermost hearts belong to you. So hold us firmly through your Spirit, we pray, so that we do not live on the level of our lower natures, but remain true to the calling you have given us, the high calling to what is eternal, Lord. May all of our experiences work in us for good, bringing us the joyful certainty that you rule us with your Spirit, that you further the good everywhere in the world and make more and more people sensitive to what is good, right, and perfect, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's get on to the first message, which is a devotional called Living by Faith by verse 15. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith is the undercurrent of everything we do as followers of Jesus. Without faith, we lose all that Christ died to give us while here on earth. It is by faith we access the peace, joy, guidance, love, and purpose that comes from a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. So as we seek an increase in faith in response to God's faithfulness this week, may you experience a greater intimacy with your living, almighty, and loving Heavenly Father. Living by faith is the key that unlocks the door to the fullness of God's promise. There is no doubt that God will always be faithful to his promises. Scripture is clear in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, that if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So faithfulness is within God's nature. But without faith, we will not experience the fullness of what is available to us in God's promises. God does not force emotion on us. He does not force us to receive the joy and peace that comes through trusting him. He does not force us into the fullness of a relationship available to us in faith. And he does not force his purposes on us. Faith is the vehicle by which we experience all that God longs to give us. Specifically, faith is the avenue on which we experience the fullness of God's promise for intimacy with him, purpose in his life, and freedom from sin. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 22 says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way that opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with a heart sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You see, by faith we walk into God's presence. In faith we believe God desires to be with us, experiencing the fullness and restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. Requires a heart full of faith and a trust that God wants to tangibly be with us, his children. Without faith, we will live solely for the pleasures this world has to offer and miss out on all the satisfaction of his living this life for and God above all else. And faith, we can experience all the intimacy available to us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to 34 says, "And what more shall I say? For time will fail to me. Tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who brought faith, conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, cleansed the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight." So we've been sent out by Jesus to make disciples of all nations. We've been given a command to bring light into darkness everywhere we go. You and I have been given a purpose of eternal value and of great importance to our Lord and King. And Hebrews chapter 11 is clear that it is by faith that the works of God are done. So we live by faith. We bring the kingdom of God into every dark corner around us. We live by faith. We invite the Holy Spirit to work in and through every situation to draw others to himself. It's in faith that we find our purpose. And then finally, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 says, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming darts of the evil one." It is through faith that we walk in the freedom from sin available to us by the promise of God. You see, as children of God wrapped up in this finished work of Christ, we have been set free from the bondage of sin by the power of Jesus' death on the cross. You and I never have to sin again. But Paul teaches us in Ephesians that it is through faith that we extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one. If we don't trust God and his word, that we were completely entangled to the schemes of the enemy by sin, how are now considered the righteous of God? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. We will not walk in freedom. It is through the faith that we renew our mind and experience the wonderful freedom from sin available to us. We all need a greater measure of intimacy with God's purpose of freedom from sin. Not one of us experienced all that is available to us through faith. May you seek out all that God has in store for you. If you will take him at his word and trust him in response to his faithfulness. So spend time in prayer receiving all that God longs to give you by faith. First, meditate on all that is available to you in the lifestyle of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "And without faith it's impossible to please him, for whoever who is drawn near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." So secondly, ask God to lead you to a greater measure of faith. Ask him to give you the faith to pursue intimacy with him, his purposes, and freedom of sin. Listen to all that he would say to you in these quiet moments. Let him give you a fresh perspective of what it is to live by faith. And thirdly, pursue all that is available to you today in the promise of God. What new levels of relationship does God long to lead you to? What new purposes does he have in store for you? What freedom does he long to bring you? So may you be filled with hunger for the deeper things of God today, and may you have the courage and tenacity to seek out everything God has in store for you. If you will pursue him with all your heart and faith, you will discover all that your heart has been searching for. He has adventure, excitement, joy, fulfillment, and love for all who live by faith. So today is the day to live in the newness of life Jesus died for you to have. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay? And it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. All right. Now let's get down to the question. Okay? And that is, do you know Jesus Christ to be your Savior? If not, that's okay. Because just in a few moments, you will have that opportunity. But let me ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? You feel that you have no love in your life, or you feel you may be, you know, just endlessly going through life, whatever it may be. See, maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, okay? Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay? Or gambling or overeating, or whatever it may be. But see, the Lord Jesus could take that away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. So in order for Jesus to work in your life, you got to let him in. So I ask you tonight, would you simply say this prayer after me? Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. See, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all his angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you decided to come to the Lord. So why don't you call in tonight and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart by calling area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live, and you can tell us that you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more music now. I see we have a caller, but he hasn't pressed the 1 key, so I'm going to play some music. Okay, and hopefully you'll press the 1 key.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, this is the same caller. If you want to be heard, press the 1 key and I'll bring you on. Okay? I know you've been going in and out. Okay? If this is the same caller. And I'll bring you on the air. Press the 1 key. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's not the same caller. And now as we're beginning time to get into another message, it'll be a Bible reading, and it'll be by Tony F. Okay, let me get Tony F. for the Bible reading. Okay? And, okay, you need to continue. Just give me a moment. Tony, are you ready for this Bible reading? Okay. All right. He'll be with us in just a moment, folks. Okay? Okay, he's currently doing something. And, okay. You know how that goes. Okay? He's just doing something else, he'll be right with us in just a few moments, and you can hear tonight's Bible reading. It is from Joshua. We ended Deuteronomy, okay, and now we move into Joshua. Okay, and it's called Joshua Shoes Leadership. Here we go. Here's Tony up.
Evening, everybody. Thank you for letting me into your homes, your basements, your trailer parks, your attics, wherever you have your equipment hooked up at. Thank you for letting me in. You know, I'm here to share the word the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. From the Bible, through my mouth, to your ear. Tonight we're going to do Joshua 1, starting something new, a little farther on in the Bible, as we continue our journey from cover to cover. Here we go. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give that to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to all according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp, and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and half of the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren, armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given you, your brethren, rest as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Pardon me one moment. I need something to drink. I'm a little parched. Excuse me. Thanks for being patient. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do, and whatever you send us, at us we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out 2 men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, bring the men out who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country. Then the woman took the 2 men and hid them. So she said, yes, the men came to me, but I do not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords, and as soon as those who pursued them had gone, they shut the gate. Now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the 2 kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of Jordan, Shinon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house, and give me a true token, and spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered her, our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours, and it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal truly and kindly with you. So she let them down a rope through a window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall, and she said to them, go to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go on your way. So the men said to her, we will be blameless on this oath of you. So the men said to her, we will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And unless you bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home, so it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if a hand is laid on him. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath, which you made us swear. Then she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet cord in the window. So you see, scarlet cord, scarlet letters. Lots of scarlet women in the Bible, you know. Unfortunately, that's all they could do for work back then, a lot of them. So we're going to go to a word of worship. We're going to do Psalms 34, 8 through 10. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. We're going to go to Proverbs. You know, as you all know, I like Proverbs. A little dark, a little wicked, a little for the dark side. So we're going to do Proverbs 11:11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Well, amen to that. Well, thank you for letting me into your homes again tonight. Like I said, God's Rainbow Ministries is here to spread the word, to share it with you. And that is our mission in life. And like Ken said earlier, that was the reason we cut out the phone calls. And it wasn't that we didn't appreciate you as listeners. We did appreciate you as listeners. But we really can't go, well, you know me. I'm going to say it real bluntly, and I'm only going to say it one time, and this is the only time you'll ever hear it. Our show would not be able to go on with the mission that we are looking for. We want to spread God's word. We want to share the word with you. We want to give it out, to get it out to people who don't have a chance to hear it or read it. Like Ken was saying earlier, we have to cut out the calls for that reason. And the reason being is we cannot preach the word of God and then talk about erectile dysfunction. Let's just go with that. It doesn't work that way. If we want to preach the word and get the word out there, then that's what we've got to stick to. And if we could get really godly callers who want to discuss the word and everything else, that would really be great. But unfortunately, we can't do that. So there's other shows for the callers that want to have fun, have a good time, and enjoy. But here, we're just here to share the word. We enjoy you listening. We enjoy knowing you're there. We enjoy your feedback. Thanks for letting me in. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tony. It was a very passionate reading.
You're very welcome.
All right. Oh. Okay. Let's see if we have any callers. Oh, we have no callers. Okay. Well, let's go back with some more music. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Let the word thank you.
Thank you.
just before me. The cool of the day, they hear the voice of God as he is one. And they can't abide his presence now, so they try to hide away. But still they hear the sound as he is calling.
Take us out. So here we go.
walk out on my own, a thousand miles from home, but I don't leave alone.
Have a blessed night. Bye-bye, all.